Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. We made it to Friday.
We did.
How are you, partner?
I'm okay. But I do have a small, demanding child for sale, if anyone is interested. I offer next day delivery, pre-9 a.m, if you'd like.
I don't believe you, because I think you must be making it all up. Because when we were filming with Gigi the other day, she was as good as gold. Not even
Wasn't
a peep
she?
Out of her. And Jane, we were shooting at my mate Jane's house, and she was like, oh, she's the dream child. She's so good. She's a little princess. And you were like, she is sometime. And then she's broken you, right?
I think it's actually since that day. Well, she went to my parents for a week. And then actually, do you know what? Since she got back from my parents, I think it's literally her being like, don't ever leave me for a week again. Who the hell do you think you are?
Is she being clingy or is she
so
being demanding?
Clingy. So clingy, so demanding. So I'll get her dressed in the morning, which is unbelievable. Like, yeah. I have to physically pin her down. It's horrible. Like, I have to. Otherwise, she gets herself out of the trouser leg. I have to be physical with her to just get her dressed. And if I get her dressed like 10 minutes before we need to leave the house, she will already have completely taken her clothes off.
Oh, George, that's
you
so
know, just
frustrating.
That stuff, which is just like, oh my God, no. So I have to get her dressed just as we're walking out the door and then shove her in the car seat and strap her in so she can't take her clothes. It's just,
I feel like every parent listening to this is nodding their heads. Because the reality in everybody else's houses up and down the country across the globe is exactly the same of a child that age, right?
What is it? What is it?
Well, do you know what's really interesting? Because I was having this discussion with Kit's preschool and they were saying to me, listen, you really need to be laying out his clothes in the morning and you need to let him get dressed now because he's 3.5. And I'm like, sure. But when you've only got an hour and you need things to be done fairly rapidly in the mornings, that is not a reality. Like,
no.
He would rather do a poo and a wee in his own pants than actually be bothered to be like, hiya, I need to go for a wee most of the time. So like, if I'm laying out his clothes, there's no way he wants to do that. There's far more fun things to be doing than that. So we're still at a point and I was like, I'm going to deal with that after Christmas because I know it isn't important. Like, he's going to be starting school next September and the way things are going, he's not going to be able to get himself dressed for it.
Yeah. But to be fair, Axel never used to get himself dressed by himself right up until he started school. Like, I think the 2 weeks before we practiced and even then, the first few weeks I was still helping him get ready.
So what's this whole myth about they have to get dressed themselves? It's just people setting us up to fail. Like, to be honest with you, when I get up in the mornings, I'd like somebody to lay my clothes out and
so
get me dressed.
So would I. And the thing is that when they start PE in reception, they allow for extra time for them to get dressed and undressed and all that kind of stuff. So honestly, don't worry about it. And all kids are different. like that's the thing, isn't it? Like some, like Gigi will already be able to get herself dressed. Axel couldn't get himself dressed until he was four. So
okay, fine. I think the way that Kit is with people and making friends, he'll buddy up with somebody who's equally as lazy at school, and he'll be like, mate, you put my pants on, yeah? I'll do your t-shirt.
Or like someone who's really good at getting dressed, and he'll be like, right, I'm going to sit next to that person. They can get me dressed.
Either that, or we'll get phone calls going, your child is naked again. He's refusing to get dressed. And talking of being naked and getting dressed and our yes. bodies and stuff, seamlessly linking onto our own bodies. Today's Q&A is all about how we feel about our bodies. And I guess pre and post baby bodies and where we're at sort of mentally. This is off the back of our conversation that we had on Tuesday with the wonderful Jules Robinson from Married at First Sight Australia, who's all about body confidence and body positivity. So I guess the question to you, George, is where are you at in that journey?
I feel like you could ask me 1 week and I'd give you one answer, and then another week I'd give you something completely different, because I go round in circles with, I don't really care what size I am. I'm not bothered. Like, I just want to enjoy my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel burnt out. I don't want to feel burnt out by having to like make sure I'm exercising. I just want to feel okay. You know, I go through that for a bit, and that's all very balanced and healthy, like sort of way of thinking, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then some weeks I'm like, absolutely not. Get yourself into the gym at 5:30 a.m. and mm-hmm. get this off of you. So I'm torn. I mean, at the moment, I definitely put on weight over the summer, but that's because I was working. I just started a new job, hadn't I? And I was working so much. So I wasn't looking after myself. I was just, you know, in that like survival. And so I have put on a bit of weight, and it's horrible when you can't get your jeans on and all that kind of stuff. But I'm trying to not feel upset about it. But equally, I'm not one of those people who will be like, no, it's fine, I'll just buy the next size up. I'm absolutely not. Okay. At that stage, I'm at the stage of, I will get back there when I can.
Is that because you know the, because this is all about really, and we have this conversation a lot about how we feel rather than how we look. And
yeah, I think of course it
for
is,
you,
yeah.
you know that you feel good at a certain size that you have in your head. And when you go bigger than that, you're not comfortable in that space.
And right. I'd say it's not even about size. It's more about, you know, like after you've been to the gym, or I went to like boxing this morning, I feel like firm. Does that make sense? I'm no firmer than I was when I woke up in the morning.
Mentally firm.
Mentally, I feel firm and strong and like alert and with it. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Usually it goes hand in hand. When I have put on a bit of weight, I might feel a bit more sluggish. Mm-hmm. And so it's not necessarily about size. Obviously, when you put your jeans on and they don't fit, it's really annoying. It's more about firmness. Like, firmness in my actual skin, but also firmness as a person.
Yeah. If that makes sense. That makes total sense. And how do you feel when you stand in front of the mirror naked?
I don't look.
Only because
I don't have a full length mirror.
But if you did have one.
If I did, at the moment, I probably wouldn't feel too great, if I'm honest. I probably wouldn't. But then, you know, 6-7 months ago, I might have felt a bit different.
Yeah.
I try not to put too much focus on it, but I definitely have to work really hard at that, if that makes sense. I'm not just naturally like, I don't care. I have to tell myself, like, put it into perspective, you know, do you want to be the person that has to restrict your diet, that has to train 5 days a week? No, I don't. No. I love food. I need to be comfortable. I need to teach myself to be comfortable. That's sort of where I am. Yeah. I mean, you've had obviously a huge journey with, you know, your feelings around your body. How are you right now?
Well, if you'd asked me 24 hours ago, I would have said I felt really good. But then we and Dulz were at it. Is there a nice way of saying that? Last night. And I looked down at my stomach, and it was like, sort of, you know, I had some sagging skin there, and I it was sort of hanging over, and I was just like, whoa. And it took me by surprise, because it's probably always been there, but I actually looked at it, and then what this dialogue played out in my head, like, oh my gosh, you know, how do I feel about that? And, you know, can he see that? And is he okay with that? And I feel like these are all normal questions that we would ask yeah. ourselves. And then I suddenly was like, no, like my body is amazing in terms of it's birthed two children. It's been on this humongous journey. It's looking after me. I'm looking after it. Like, it's okay for me to see like sagging skin, and it's okay for me to see cellulite, and it's okay to see my boobs hanging down. They're not as firm as you. And like, I am on a massive journey of self-love, and I think that's really important. And that's kind of where I'm at. So generally, I would say I'm really comfortable with it, but there are obviously, you know, I'm a size six, size eight, and I still have the feelings around it. And I guess, again, like you said, it's not about our size. It's really how we feel internally. And yeah, I think I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place.
I think it's really interesting that you said the similar thing to me, as in if you'd have asked me 24 hours ago, I would have said this. It's not like sort of a definitive thing, is it? You can't say yes, I'm 100% comfortable in my skin, because on some days you are and some days you're not. Like it kind of ebbs and flows. Like it's not, I don't know. And I think that's probably a lot to do with the way we've been conditioned. It's like those little gremlins sort of creep in, don't they, sometimes, and you have to like almost work at putting them back yeah. in their box again.
And also, I think it's really important for us to say here, because sometimes when we have these discussions, people message us and say, like, you know, mentioning dress sizes and stuff is really unhealthy. This is not what we're doing.
My
here
gosh, no,
dress sizes mean nothing to Georgia and I. Like, we are all about the people and the person inside the clothes. So please, you know, I just want, yeah, I think that's why we're having this discussion. I think it's really important for us to focus on really, really, really how we're feeling. So yeah. let's get to the questions, George, because we've got loads. Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, this is from Carly. I need willpower to get back into healthy eating. I'm still eating like I'm pregnant.
Right. Okay. Now, this is really, really interesting, because it doesn't matter how many people we say, oh, why don't you follow this person on Instagram who's, you know, really good at kind of, you know, sort of healthy eating plans, or, you know, ideas on how to motivate you to do bits of exercise or whatever it is. But until you make that decision, until you take back the control, and that food is not controlling you, because you're saying you're still eating as if you're pregnant. Well, you're not pregnant now. So you've got to be the one that stands there and goes, actually, I'm going to have to make this decision, because I want to do it for me. It's got to come from you. So if you're ready to do that at that point, you know, for me, I think like, food prep is key. I think if you're, it's like when you go food shopping and you go into a supermarket starving hungry, you're going to make bad food choices. It's the same if you're at home and you're really, really, really hungry and you've got nothing there, you will make bad food choices at that point. And that for me, it was, you know, I got into a real bad phase of doing that. Like, I wouldn't eat dinner. I'd just eat a bag of crisps and go to bed. And it was like, oh my God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So I think food prep is key. And also, if you're not if you're not into exercise, and look, some people hate the gym. Some people hate going to HIIT classes. Some people, it's about keep moving, whatever that is. You know, it's the more stagnant that we are, and the more we sit down, the more we don't move around the place, that's when the problems can occur.
Yeah, and that sort of goes hand in hand, doesn't it, with like healthy eating. I always find like I go through these phases of I'm almost like in, it's almost like another thing for the to-do list is like plan healthy meals. And if you've got yourself into like a cycle of not maybe eating that healthily, or like what you'd sort of describe as healthy eating, it's quite a hard like thing to break and a thing to plan. So it's almost like you need to just like prioritize it, whatever it is that's stopping you from getting yourself back into that sort of frame of mind and healthy eating. And sort of like you say, like actually taking the time to plan it, because once you get back into the swing of it, it will just become second nature again. I mean, I'm so bad like with eating during the day. Like most days I don't eat lunch, but this week I've been like, right, I've got this in the freezer. Like, I've got this ratatouille mix, which is frozen. You get it on Ocado and it's all vegetables, and you literally just have to put it in a frying pan and cook it. And I can have that with a chicken breast at lunchtime, and I make sure I've got those things in, because if I haven't, I get to like 3:30 and I'm like, oh, I'll just have a bag of crisps.
Right.
It's fine. And it's not nourishing. Like, it's like, how is your body supposed to work if you're not even putting the right things in it? Like, you have to put petrol or diesel in a car, or electric, whatever.
Yeah.
Charge yourself up. If you, you know, if you don't sort of look at it like that, like look at your body as like something that's a functioning thing.
A beautiful vehicle.
Yeah.
But, or somebody said something to me. I was chatting to a nutritionist, this was years ago, and they said, if you start your day with a piece of toast, it's downhill from there. And that's really stuck in my mind, actually, because of course, you've got like your wholemeal toast, amazing. But generally, if you're starting your day with like a piece of white toast with butter, it's like the sugary carbs are in, and it's like you're just downhill. You're more likely to make bad choices. So if you can start your day with something that sort of, it's almost like choosing your favorite radio show at breakfast time, you'll stay with us for the rest of the day because you've made the decision at the top of the day. So that's also a good tip.
Like that.
I'm so unhappy with my body after my second heaviest I've ever been, and I don't know where to start. Oh, I'm so sad to read that.
Yeah, it's horrible when you feel unhappy in your own skin. And I think there's two things, isn't there? Because is it actually the fact that you're the heaviest you've ever been that's making you unhappy? Or is it your lifestyle that's making you unhappy? Or is it something else that's actually making you feel unhappy? Because quite often, like I said at the top of this episode, I've put on weight, but that's because I'd been neglecting myself. It's because I'd been focusing on work and not spending enough time looking after me. So it's probably not really anything to do with the size that I am or of the fact that I've put on a bit of weight. It's just the fact that I haven't been, you know, like looking after myself or doing enough for me. So I think that's definitely the first thing that you need to address, is making sure that you are doing something for you every day, whatever that is, so that you're like putting something back in for yourself to make you feel, you know, to make you feel happy, whatever it is, whether that's just going for a walk or, you know, just anything. And then you can look at, obviously, if you do want to lose weight. I'm not someone who will sit here and go, oh, you should never want to lose weight, because I strive to lose weight sometimes. And do you know what? Sometimes it does make me feel better. So I'm not going to sit here and say that you shouldn't want to lose weight.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah,
I think when you're at that point, this is great. It's almost like, I remember the first moment that I said I had an eating problem. Like, you've got to that point where you've sat down and said, there's a problem here, I'm really unhappy. So like, well done for messaging us about that, because that's the starting point. And then you've got to break down what your lifestyle, like Georgia said, what your lifestyle looks like and what small changes can you make. Because it's the small changes that add up to the long-term goal, right? And this is about long-term fulfillment rather than short-term happiness, because short-term happiness is like a square of chocolate or half a bar of chocolate at the end of the day. But long-term fulfillment is, you know, only having a little bit and having it a couple of times a week. And that's what you've got to think about. It's like, you know what, if you can't, you know, or you don't want to be doing all of this, like, you know, joining the gym and doing X, Y, and Z, but what can you do in your day that's going to make you feel that you have taken those steps to losing the weight, because it sounds like you want to, and making a plan. And I always think this is a really good thing to do, is write down your intentions. So get a piece of paper and every single week date it, start it, and say, what are my intentions this week? And that is the way of being kind to yourself, and that is the way to start things off, right?
Yeah, and there's no point like trying to do something that you can't actually live with. Like, I think we've all been guilty of this, like, oh right, I'm gonna do Slimming World, that's it, like, I'm not gonna eat any fats. Like, that is so unrealistic and unhelpful. Like, you're just setting yourself up to fail. Right, I'm gonna go to the gym at 5 a.m. 7 days a week. It's not going to happen. I think, like Zoe said, it's like those small things that you can actually be consistent with, that you can fit into your life, that will make the difference and ultimately make you feel better, because you'll feel like you're achieving the things that you've set out to do.
Love that.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
This is interesting. Should you keep trying to lose weight or accept yourself as you are now? Child number three.
Well, it's about what you want. It's about how you feel. Like, if you feel that you are, that you can be okay with the weight that you're at and you can self-love deep, deep, deep down inside and that's enough for you, absolutely. But if you think that you will be happier at a different weight, at a different dress size, and that's your goal and that's what you want to get back to, absolutely not. Like, go for it. Go for it. Yeah. And feel empowered to do it. And because, you know what? There's a lot of stuff online, and I think social media is such an amazing space to kind of normalize things like rolls and cellulite and crinkly skin and whatever it is that we've been left with. And absolutely, you have to love those things. But if there is a goal weight that you want to get to, that you're like, yeah, that's what I want to do, go for it. Don't feel unempowered to do that.
Yeah, you've got to do what makes you happy. I think there's a balance as well, isn't there? Because there is probably a certain level of acceptance that we have to kind of seek, I guess, that we probably won't be the same as we were pre-children.
We're never going to be the same.
And yeah, exactly. So you don't want to set yourself up to fail. But equally, you've got to do what's going to make you feel good and happy.
This is from Nora. Question for Zoe. Is it possible to have a positive relationship with your body even after an eating disorder? Absolutely yes. But if I'm completely honest, I know that I it's quite hard to admit, and I hope that you guys hear this. It's quite hard for me to say it out loud, but like, I know the weight and the size, and I hate saying that I need to be to make me feel confident, and that is a healthy weight and size, but I just know that, you know, it's what I need to do to keep me well. Is that am I articulating myself? I don't know if I am. It's really hard for me to explain it because I eat really well. I train hard, but I also now can sit and eat a pizza or, you know, super noodles or crunch nut cornflakes, and like, that's okay. Whereas before, in fact, it's more than okay. I love it and I have it very much in my life, and I have really accepted that. Whereas before, I would never allow that. But right, at the same time, I also like being the size that I'm at, and I like the way that I look at this weight.
Yeah,
and there it is. And I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. Absolutely.
That was quite hard to talk about.
Yeah. I think it is hard to kind of say, I'm only happy at this size and this way, or not only happy, but do you know what I mean? I'm happy at this size, and I know I need to do this to make myself happy. But ultimately, who is anybody to say what you should and shouldn't do? If that works for you and makes you feel happy, well, you know, that's what it is. That's what we all want to be, right? We all want to be happy. So
yeah, and I hope that everyone understands that listening.
Yeah,
that
and you're in charge of that. Yeah, I think it did.
Okay.
How do I stop my body insecurity rubbing off on my daughter and son? Mine are from my mum.
Oh God, yeah, I hear this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. This one's huge.
Yeah, this is huge. And I don't know if I've spoken about this before. I may have done, but growing up, my mum was so good with not talking about weight and size and all of that kind of stuff. And I only really know that now that I have these conversations that I realize how good she was, you know, not talking about it. I mean, I think she might have gone to Weight Watchers, you know, and I sort of knew what that was, but she didn't ever like say, oh, I don't feel comfortable in that. Mm. You know, I never, ever, ever heard her, you know, talk before we went on a holiday, like, oh, I need to lose some weight before we go on holiday, or, oh, I want to feel confident in a swimsuit. I never, amazing, ever heard her say anything amazing like that at all. Same with my nan. My nan used to parade around, like, in a sarong with nothing underneath all the time, so body confident. And so I have been brought up around that kind of sort of feeling that no one's really been dieting or spoken about body image very, you know, much. And I still have been affected by that. You know, mm-hmm. I've still got my own sort of issues around body. So first off, I just want to say you can't, like, I had a really good upbringing when it came to body image, but I've still got my own insecurities. Yeah. So it's not all down, it's not all on you and it's not all down to you.
Yeah.
But one thing, like, yeah, just like I just said there, like my mum never used to talk about losing weight. She never used, I never saw her trying on clothes and not fitting in them and feeling upset about it. I never heard her say, oh, I'm being naughty. I better have, I'm being naughty eating this cake or, oh, let's have a
yes.
treat or
yeah.
nothing, not at all. Food is just food. And I never thought about it until I was maybe like 15, 16 and at school when other people yeah. started talking about it. But I was still, you know, you still have those other influences. So I think it's just, yeah, it's around the language you use at home and not putting a focus on it, I think.
Oh God, big time. And all, like everything you've just said, Georgia, everything you've just said. And I think it's like, it's the language, it's down to the language. You know, it's food has got to be something that we all love, enjoy. It's guilt-free. It's not, you know, you need to exercise so that you can eat a piece of cake. It's like you yeah. eat that cake because you want to eat the cake and you exercise because you want to exercise. Like yeah. the two can't be linked.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
and I, you know, I want my kids to grow up in a household where, you know, fresh food is spoken about, you know, cooking is spoken about. And I know I joke about cooking, but like we eat really well here, but at the same time, you know, it's balance because
yeah.
they'll have an ice cream or they'll have their chocolate or they'll have their crispies and they know that. And they know about having a healthy relationship between food and exercise. And that whole thing is linked for me.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in a house with an ex-model for a mum and everything was based on how she looked and the weight she was. And I know that my eating disorder was fundamentally down to comments and stuff that I grew up listening to and digesting. Yeah. And I've said this to my mum, you know, I remember coming back from traveling. I'd been in Australia and I'd probably put on a stone because I was having a great time and whatever. And I remember her getting hold of my love handles and saying, oh, put on a bit of weight when you were away. And it's like, it's so damaging to even focus on that. So I think, like Georgia said, it's all around your language around it. And I think we're all doing an amazing job, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, I do. And I don't think nowadays you'd really find many people saying that kind of thing. We're all so much more aware, aren't we? But then, like, that's just kind of the era that and the sort of industry that she was grew up around.
Yeah,
and
not her fault.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't know any better or wouldn't know any different. Should we just do one more?
Yes. Oh, this is interesting. Why is it now impossible to say you're keen to or proud to lose postpartum weight?
This is exactly what we said. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because this is just before she's put all for body positivity, but you seem to be shut down if you even voice wanting to lose weight. It's so true. It's exactly what I was trying to say earlier on. Like, I think you can be body positive, but still strive to look a certain way or still watch, you know, your weight, because ultimately it's you in that skin, isn't it? Like, it's you. You're the one who has to be happy with it. So who is why can someone else say, oh, you shouldn't want to lose weight, if that will actually make you feel happy or proud? Like, you know, it's lots of people work really hard after they have a baby to look a certain way, and why can't they feel proud of that? Like, if it's an achievement for them, they're not saying you have to do it.
No.
They're just saying, I've done this and it makes me proud.
Yeah, no, I love that, George. And I think on a final question, struggling to exercise with 7-month-old, too exhausted, where to start? Georgia and I are the queen of getting in a workout really, really, really quickly in our living room with children crawling all over us.
Yeah.
So again, like, that seems like a big mountain for anybody feeling the same way to climb. But there are some amazing people that we love following online. And they do kind of 20, 25 minutes, 30 minute hit. And if you are exhausted, if you can't even manage that, just do 10. Just build it up from there.
I say the Peloton app as well.
It's amazing.
$12.99 a month, I want to say. And you can just search by the length of the class, like the intensity, the music. And it's so easy. You can do it anywhere. I really, really, really rate it.
Love that. We're going to talk about products because we've run out of time. genuinely, we could talk about this subject all day, but these Q&As, they just rot. We just can't get through all the questions. We need to make them double the length.
I know, really
obviously
do.
If you do want to have a chat with us about anything that we've spoken to today, you can drop us a DM and we can talk privately. We'd love to, so please feel free to any comments.
And we can always move these Q&As to Instagram and we can answer like any, you know, burning questions on there.
Exactly.
Before
we go though, we need to do products.
Yay! Let's do them.
So I'm going to kick us off because I'm really excited about this. Obviously, with the COP26 conference going on at the moment in Scotland, you know, being more sustainable and looking after our environment is something that I'm ashamed to say it, that it's taken me this long to really have the slap in my face. But after my sister-in-law spoke to me about what's going to happen to the planet in 80 to 150 years at dinner the other night, I was like, what, there will be no planet? And I was like, okay, I want to do more and I'm going to do more and we need to do more. So I'm going to start off by doing Oddbox, which is basically large fruit and vegetable boxes which get delivered to the door. I'm going to stop buying plastic crap from the supermarkets, i.e. like can't even get any grapes unless they're in like so much plastic it's doing me in. So I'm going to try and do my bit and I'm really excited. I've just signed up to Oddbox and my first delivery is coming on Monday, so I can't wait to show you all that. And that is basically my small pledge.
Do you know what, it's really interesting that that's your first product, because mine is also, I guess, a sustainable product website app type of thing, because I'm going to a black tie event in a couple of weeks and I've been looking for a dress and I have been obsessed with searching through these rental sites.
Oh yeah.
So by Rotation, Rotaro, Her. Oh my goodness, there are so many amazing dresses. And you know what I'm going to do as well? I actually ended up buying a dress because the one that I wanted wasn't available on this rental site. I'm going to rent it out. So I'm going to rent that, the dress that I'm buying, I'm going to rent it out so other people will get wear from it as well.
Oh, what? So you're going to give it to one of these online sites and they're going to rent it out for you?
Yeah, and they're going to rent it out. Yeah.
Love that.
So, because, yeah, I definitely want this dress and I really want to wear it, but also it deserves more than one wear. Like it deserves to be worn, you know, over and over and over again. So
it does. Yeah. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to show everybody.
We can't wait to see. I'm going to talk about. I can't believe that we haven't planned this, but another kind of sustainable product actually, which is a water bottle. It's called Contigo. Okay, I got it from the supermarket. I've got a pink one and a grey one. Me and Dozer have had them by the side of our bed. A conversation around drinking more water that we actually had on a podcast that we recorded today, and I remember that I just haven't been drinking as much water as I would like to. And these bottles are amazing. You can put fruit inside them, you know, ice, that whole kind of business, and they're just really easy to drink from. You know, some water bottles you drink from and you're like, oh, I don't like this. I can't seem to drink from it. Does that sound like a weird thing to say?
No, I know exactly what you mean. And I'm quite fussy about water bottles. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And this one's got a little lock on it. It cost me $9.99 from the supermarket and I've had it by my bed and I'm just smashing the water through. So there we go.
Love it. All these sustainable products. Do you know, we actually ordered an electric car yesterday.
Oh my God. Where even are we?
I know. It's coming in a few weeks. So I don't want to say that I love it until I've actually driven it and sat in it and all that kind of stuff. But anyone who've got any has any tips on like charging and all that stuff, then please send them to me. This is not it's not a sustainable product. It's not along the theme. But OptiBack supplements. So you got me onto these for the kids, and oh my gosh, with Axel. This time of year, every year, he starts to get dark rings under his eyes. He seems really tired. He's not getting enough vitamin D.
Yep.
And so he takes these little gummies from OptiBack. And honestly, like as soon as he starts taking them, well, not as soon, like, you know, a few weeks in, 3 weeks in, I really notice the difference in him. He's not sluggish. He looks less tired and sort of drawn. And it's a thing that I just forget about. I don't know why. Like, I know he should take a multivitamin and so should Gigi, like, every day. But I sort of go, in the summer, I almost forget. I don't know what it is. So it's always this time of year that I'm reminded to to make sure that they are taking their supplements.
Love it. And you know what? I was looking at Luna in the car this morning, so I think we need to get onto those as well. So yeah, great. And the final product that I'm going to talk about today is a Charlotte Tilbury product. It's an airbrush bronzer, and it's just basically my favourite bronzer. You can use it on face and body, and it's kind of mattifying. So it bronzes and it works as a powder as well. Obviously, the Charlotte Tilbury products we love, but this is my new favourite, and it's got a gorgeous mirror in, you know, on the lid of it as well. It kind of looks like a shell, like a seashell.
Oh, nice. I've actually booked to have my makeup done at one of the counters in a few weeks' time. I forget that you can do that, and then I think you pay £50, but it's redeemable against product.
Lovely. I can't wait to see that.
Good thing to do if you've got events to go to and stuff. So I think that's all we've got time for today.
Thank you so much for listening. And as always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe. And please, could you give the podcast a little follow as well?
Yeah, and please do send suggestions for these Q&A episodes. We want to make sure that we're putting the right topics out there and answering your questions, because these episodes are for you. So just drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas. And we will be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.